Welcome to It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Shaw Marie. How's everybody's week been? I gave you guys a pause because everybody's always like, I answer you. So it's rude to interrupt people. So I gave you guys a second to answer me back. This is like the seventh take of the beginning of my podcast for today. And I don't want to do it again. So I think no matter what rambling I do, we're just going to fucking rock it. And we're going to go with it. Anyway, so I had to restart it because I was talking to you guys before. Like, you guys had already heard all the 300 other intros that I did. Ugh, my day. I tell you, I'm so over it. I'm not excited for my weekend. Hopefully your guys' weekends and week has been a million times better than mine. Anyway, so I have this fan. Okay, he switched from Twitter over to Facebook because I suck at checking my Twitter. So he switched over to the Facebook world to communicate with me. He sent me a story. Hey, did the whole, hey, I want to know your thoughts, blah, blah, blah. He adores me. He loves me. Love him too. Anyway, on to the thing. So I click on the thing and it says like justice mom sleeps with 14-year-old with family in the room or something. So I was like, oh damn, they better get justice. And that was my first confusion, as I read the title and automatically assumed I knew what I was diving into, and I didn't. So when I like read the article, it starts like, there's a million different articles obviously, but the one I read was like, get ready, this is a doozy. And it's not really a doozy. It's more of a, you know, it's like morals. Where are your morals? And yeah, so in 2018 in Florida, there's this mom who's 22 years old. She has five children at 22 years old. I ain't here to knock you. That ain't my job. But da-zam. Anyway, so the mother of a million children is at a friend's house, and this friend is so gracious to throw this 22-year-old mom of five. I'm a mom of two at 31, and I'm like, that's too many. Anyway, so this lady has a birthday party at her friend's house for herself. And at the end of the night, her five children and her husband and herself are sleeping in a room. She pulls out her good old-fashioned cellular device and gets on the WhatsApp. I'm not 100% sure from looking into it, from what I understand. Some people compare it to Snapchat. I don't really know. I love Snapchat. There is nothing better than a Snapchat filter. Anyway, so she gets on the WhatsApp and she messages her friend's 14-year-old son. And she's like, come in here, let me play with your wiener. And he's like, no. Ew. And then eventually he wears down and he's like, okay, I'm going. And they have sexual relations. And then a couple days later, she goes and she gets him from the bus stop, takes him home, has relations with him, sends him on his merry way. And then the third encounter that they know, that everybody is aware of, is she picked him up from a gas station, went and had relations with this 14-year-old. But while we're having relations with him this time, and this starts in July. And so in July, and we end in the beginning of August, if I remember correctly. So in the beginning of August is the last time they have sexual relations. And during the last act of relations between this woman, this grown woman, this 22-year-old woman, a mother of five, and this 14-year-old boy, she decides to scratch him up and hickey him out. And then he obviously has to go home because he's a 14-year-old boy. And his mother, sorry, I'm assuming her friend is like, oh, sweet child, what little hood rat from your, I'm assuming, school has suction cupped you and scratched you. And he dropped the biggest bombshell any 14-year-old could drop on his mom. And is like, it ain't from a hoochie at school, it's from your friend. And so the mom starts taking pictures of him, right? She's clickety-clickety, sending them to the friend and being like, what the fuck, bitch? Turns out, she loves him. Pure love. Loves him. Guess the husband and everybody was like, oh, no. No. But she did. She went to jail. She bonded out. None of the articles I ever found said what happened to her. It said that she did get charged with sexual battery. But I don't know what happened. I don't know. And this was in 2008. It's 2021. For all I know, these two are hooked up, happily married, and together. So, you're going to wonder why. You're like, Sean Marie, why are you not using words? Like, ew, gross, ew. Sorry. And the main reason, I cannot remember the name. I'm going to have to stop this and look up the name of this movie. Yep, I'm going to have to stop you. Switch that. It wasn't a movie. There is a movie, but there's a documentary too. Her name is Mary Kay something. I can't pronounce her last name. Anyway, she's the chick who slept with her student who went to prison forever. They have a million kids together. Unfortunately, she passed away in 2020. But she started sleeping with her husband. I mean, after she went and did her time in prison, they were married. And I am so against sexual child abuse. I truly, truly am. Like, I literally am. Like, I am a big advocate for it. Don't like it. Don't approve of it. Sister survived of it. Like, I truly, truly am. Sexual child abuse is something that I will stand against for the remainder of my life and my time on earth. But with the situation like this, where it's a 22-year-old and a 13-year-old, yes, there is a huge age gap, and it is wrong. It is so very wrong. But in my life, I can't say that 22-year-old is completely bad. And let me explain. I became sexually active at a very young age. Of 13 years old. And I know you're like, oh, she must have like slept with all these people. I slept with 9 people. I'm a very, very, very lovable gal. I'm big on commitment. Anywho, so even though I started having sexual relations at 13, I was not sleeping with other 13-year-olds because they weren't doing that. And we don't know these people's backgrounds. They put some Facebook photos on there, like in some of the articles. So I can only assume we are not dealing with polo wearing people, shirt wearing people. And some of you are like, I still don't get it. And some of you are like, ooh, I get it. In my life, anyway, people from lower circumstances act differently. They do different things than hoity-toity people. So, yes, sleeping with a 14-year-old is a no, no, no. No, no, no. No. He has 4 years, and then you can sleep with him legally wherever, anywhere. But I can't sit here and say that this lady's a monster, and her name is Justice. Like, that's what threw me up in the whole article. It was like, there was no justice, obviously, for this 14-year-old little boy who, I'm using air quotes, was so violated. Like, I don't know. There was just, and that was her name. So I read it. I thought I was gonna read things that I didn't, and I just didn't. So I don't know. I am more blown away at her brazen. Is that the right word? I think it is. Of like her moxie. I don't fucking know what the right word is. Anyway, her balls. Her balls is what gets me. Like, who takes a 14-year-old child? Oh God, we don't even know how old her husband is. Shit. See, this is why I like to review TV shows, because I have so many follow-up questions. Like, how old is her husband? For one, am I dealing with a 22-year-old who's married to a 33-year-old, or am I dealing with a 22-year-old whose boyfriend's eight, her husband's 18 years old? You know what I mean? There's a difference. Believe me, in my life, I have learned that age may just be a number, but the bigger that number gets, the wiser you fucking become. Like, ugh, God, I've just dealt with so much lately. Believe me, the wiser, the older. But who does that? Like, and maybe that's where I was like, okay, I gotta read this. I gotta see what happens. And I totally skipped by it the first time I read through the article that she had five kids. I totally was like, okay, cool. And then I transferred back to it. And I'm like, all right, okay. So, whoever, I don't, and like, I need to know more stuff. If anybody in Florida is listening to this right now, please, please, for the love of God, tell me more. Like, was it her friend? Does her friend know? My friend has five fucking kids and we just celebrated 22. If so, what the hell you doing leaving your friend around your 14-year-old for? And especially because one of the newspaper articles I read was like, she's been crushing on little homie since he was like 12. Like, ugh. I can't. And some shit pops off in Florida, so I can't judge anybody from Florida. So many weird ass things happen in Florida. I think it's because it's hot. Like, I am a firm believer that it is hot and people just do stupid ass shit because it is so hot. Like, true believer. So, I don't know. And I can't even. You don't do that. You don't do that. You don't sleep with your friends' children's. Kaka. You just don't. There's rules to stuff. Not like written down, but I like to think somewhere someone has it written down that you can't do that, that your friends' as kids are no-goes. You would think. Am I out of bounds on thinking that that's legit? Like, you can't sleep with your friends as kids? I don't think I am out of bounds. I just don't think I am. So, yes, Kenny, this one was a doozy. It's kind of caca. And anybody in Florida, please tell me. Tell me what happened. Are they madly in love today? Or is she in jail? She only got one count of sexual battery, so even the cops were like, eh, we'll probably charge you with the hickey one. And I hate people who have hickeys and get hickeys. And like, I just, not that I hate you for them. And if they're somewhere where I can't see them, then, ooh, girl, you bad. Like, that's fine. But if you're those people that like blast them on your, and you're a grown ass adult, like it was cute in junior high, I guess. I was never a fan of it. Again, put it somewhere where no one can see it because it was funner getting it. But grown ass people that walk around with hickeys and stuff, I'm like, ugh. Ugh, not everybody needs to know your fucking nappy ass business. Just grosses me out. So yeah, hopefully that's the time she got charged for, because that's adds to the wrongness. You marked the poor teenage boy. I don't know, you guys, this one's crazy. And not a lot, like I told you, a lot of craziness happens in Florida. Believe me, the article he sent me wasn't working, and so I went to Google and I was like, mom sleeps with 14-year-old, and I had to go back and redefine my search because a bunch of shit popped up that I was like, oh, this is not what I need. So this is not uncommon in the state of Florida. So I don't know. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I want to know, though. I really do. So let me know. Anyway, so I'll end this with a reminder and just a friendly little reminder that in October 1st, we have Afro Man coming to Idaho Falls. And I'm not really promoting his show. I'm more promoting the local artists that are going to be at this show, even though I cannot wait to see Afro Man. And that's just the little stoner in me is like, oh, I love it. Coke 45 and 2 6, you know, I'm like all about it. I'm like, yeah, but mainly, and it's totally worth it, the money to go and see these local artists. They're amazing. And I know $40 is more than other tickets have been going for, but really it's worth it when your friends and your local home people need your support. So I'm supporting Ebes, and that's who I purchased my ticket from. He is a local artist. He is amazing. If you go on YouTube and look up Rocky Mountain High by Ebes, it's fucking amazing. It's one of my favorite cruise around songs. Literally, it's on my everyday cruise around playlist. I adore it. I love it. He's amazing. He's also my best friend's cousin, so you can't get any better. He has tickets available to this show, and this show is going to sell out. It is not going there. I do not see it having any tickets at the door available. Maybe there will be. I don't see that happening. So you gotta get your tickets to come hang out with me. Gene will also be there, my old co-host. So, like, there's fun and shenanigans to be had by everyone. And these artists are super, super talented. And it's so worth it just to come see them, meet them, and just feel their vibe, because it's amazing. And so hopefully everybody goes, because like I said, it's going to be just so much fun. So, so much fun. Come for your local artists. If you're not about Afro Man, fuck it. Don't stay and watch Afro Man. You know what I mean? You know he's going to be the last thing because they're his openers. So just get your ass out by then that time. Bye. So come have fun. It'll be so much fun. Oh, I can't wait. But Ebes has tickets. You can hit him up on Facebook. Just literally Ebes. And he has Venmo. He takes the Venmo payment. And so get a hold of him. If he can't help you, I'm sure he can direct you to somebody else who can. And if you just go on Facebook and look up the Afro Man concert, there is a link in there somewhere where you can buy tickets online and all that jazz. So there's really no excuse on why you're not coming. Like, there's really, really not. So hopefully you go. Anyway, it is Friday. Everybody loves a good Friday. So it's my new thing. I don't know why, but I just do. Make sure you go on Facebook Live at about 8:30-ish. They're never on time. They're older gentlemen, so they're never on time. But the Jeff and Greg podcast goes live for a pre-come show where they get y'all excited for their podcast, and then they pull out and leave you. And you never get to know the fun until they release their episode. So it's fun. I like it. I like to talk shit in the comments and banter, so it's fun. Come do it. They enjoy it. And yeah, they have guests and stuff, but I'm not cool enough to like know who they're, no one is. And I've tried. My friend Blake, he is now officially my friend. He's also their friend. He's our in-betweener. And they like his wiener, so I don't really know. But anyway, he's our in-between, and he doesn't even know who is on their shows. Someone asked me once, can you just tell us who's on their show? I don't ever know. That's the glory of them. And even when they're doing their lives, you don't know who the guest is unless it's Blake, because then they like to make fun of him. So you never know. So you gotta tune in. You gotta hear their thing. You gotta listen to the whole spiel. You gotta do the whole thing. Shenanigans left and right in that podcast. All the whole time. The whole, usually hour and a half, I think. Yeah. But it's good shit. Good shit. Love it. So go listen to them too. And then there was somebody else who wanted a shout out, and I'm so, so sorry. I forgot and I didn't write it down. You know who you are. Get at me. I'm sorry I forgot and did not have your stuff on me at this point in time. But we'll get you in there next week. So have a good week, everybody. Please remember to support your local people. Show them love. If you're from Idaho Falls and you are not following the Jeff and Greg podcast or Ebes or Little Mike, oh, St. Michael, I don't know what he goes by. Fuck, I'm sorry. If you're not following all of these people, what are you doing? Support your local people, okay? Support them like you support me. And I love you guys. Have a kick-ass weekend. And, you know, if you're hating on people, stop hating. If you're ghosting people, stop ghosting. If you're loving people, keep on loving. Just have a good fucking week. Bye.